Hi, my name is Weston Hutchins, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Shell team. Now that Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1 is publicly available, I wanted to show some of the updates we've made to the new project dialog for this release. If you go to File, New Project, you'll see that we've created an entirely new WPF-based new project dialog. You'll find all the familiar features of the old new project dialog, but we've added quite a few new enhancements to this release. Now, this dialog is used in multiple places, such as File New Website and Add New Item, but for the purpose of this video, I'm just going to focus on the File New Project experience. First off, you'll notice the UI has been updated. Off to the left-hand side, you'll see the tree view that was there in the old dialog, but we've now added new categories such as Recent and Online, which I'll touch on shortly. In the middle is the list of templates, and off to the right is the Details pane that displays additional metadata about the selected template. We've also added new functionality for locating templates. You can now sort templates by more than just the default sort priority, and for those long lists, you can now sort alphabetically. We've also added the ability to search. The filter as you type search will match on title, project type, and description. And since templates might have more than one language, such as VB and C Sharp, this now shows up in the main content area. You can also use the Recent Templates category on the left-hand side, which will display a list of the recently downloaded and used templates. So, while these are new enhancements and they're nice to have, the biggest addition to the new project dialog is the integration with the Visual Studio Gallery, Visual Studio's online portal for hosting community extensions and templates. Clicking Online Templates will return a set of product-specific categories and templates that are hosted on the gallery. Now, we only have a small collection of templates for Beta 1, but we'll be rolling more out over the next few months. Additionally, anyone can go and create their own templates. So you have additional sorting options when you're browsing online, such as rating, added date, and number of downloads. Searching also works the same, but instead uses the Visual Studio Gallery services. The Details pane provides information about the selected template, including the title, the author, the rating, description, and a preview image. Clicking on More Information will take you to the template's Visual Studio Gallery page, where you can view more information about the template. When you see a template that you're interested in, go ahead and fill out the template parameters on the bottom, double-click and press OK. The template will download and then ask if you want to install. After accepting the EULA, which happens to be MSPL for Beta 1, the template opens in the Visual Studio environment and is ready for use. In just a few clicks, I've been able to browse, download, install, and open templates hosted on the gallery. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to create your own project template and host it on the Visual Studio Gallery, but in the meantime, go to vsgallery.com, browse and install some of the templates and extensions, and start playing around with creating your own. Thank you, and enjoy Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1.